Life is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 8 May 2024. Welcome to tonight's program. I'm glad you're with us. I mean that. Well, I have time to do this. Make mention, I'll be in office tomorrow. All of us will be in office tomorrow. Chris will be here. Everybody will be here. We'll be taking orders, filling orders. You know, Crystal played hooky last week. Her and her mom and her aunt went to the beach. And so I was stuck here by myself with a little bit of help Marcia had time to give me. But nonetheless, we'll be all be here tomorrow looking for your calls. If you just want to call and say hello, folks, I always enjoy that. I really do. And if we get a little busy, it's no problem. I can always call you back. And, of course, we'll be taking orders and sending mailing orders tomorrow. You can call us at 800-777-4403. If you don't have long distance. If you do have long distance, please call us on our toll line at 304-846-4448. Please, if you don't mind. But call tomorrow, and if you want to order anything we have here, the Vitamir toothpaste, mouthwash, Strauss products, Cartavite, anything that we have here, you know, if you have a catalog, you know what we have. Now, if you don't have a catalog, call tomorrow. We'll send you a catalog totally free of charge. Just call and say, tell Crystal I want a catalog. Give you name and address. We'll put mail to you tomorrow for sure. Now, next Monday, Wednesday, and Tuesday night, I will have guest fill-ins. I won't be here those three nights, but I will be in the office next Thursday. Lord willing, I'll be in the office next Thursday. There'll be Bible study on the 18th, which I may not be able to attend, but I'm going to give you a heads up on that. There'll be Bible study on the 18th, as always, starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can watch it online by going to PastorButch.com and clicking on Rumble. Or calling the phone number 339-209-5013. So we will have Bible study on the 18th, whether I'm there or not. Phil will take care of it if I'm not there. So hope you'll join us. I know it's a lot of stuff to try to remember, but I understand next week on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, I probably will not be on the air, but I have guests coming on that you're not going to miss me a bit. I'll be back in the office on Thursday, and maybe not at the Bible study on the following Saturday. There's reasons for it, but it's just kind of keep me hopping here, keeping up with it. But nonetheless, our guest tonight is a very sweet lady. She's on once a month with me. Dr. Ron Green was her ex-boss and sponsored this program for many, many years. And I still miss that guy. But she is Summer Dre. She worked with Dr. Ron for years. She took over the business and added some things to it. And in my opinion, is doing a bang-up job working with you folks. And every one of y'all that called me and said you talked to Summer, you seem to really like her. And I appreciate that. Believe me, folks, if you call and talk to Summer, she can talk to you. She likes to talk. She knows what she's talking about. So anyway, let's bring up her friend, Summer Dre. Summer, welcome.
Well, good evening, folks. How are you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing really good. It's been a good past couple of weeks, and coming into May, although all month already, even though it's only been a week, I've been saying it's April, and I kept saying it's April, and I don't know why I have my months backwards, but I just today dawned on me. No, wait, it's May.
We're already almost halfway through May, and the year just started last week.
I know. It's so crazy. It seems like time is really flying by quickly. It certainly is. We're up here in beautiful Montana, and the spring is slowly turning into. I'm not going to say summer. I guess spring is spring. It's definitely spring. We've got lots of rain. Everything's green and beautiful. We've got still some snow caps on the mountains out there. The water levels are rising. It's gorgeous. It's just such a beautiful place to live this time of year. And this is when all of the mushrooms out in the forest begin to really spore, and they've got tons of moisture, but then there's also these heat waves that come in that make the spores pop. So it's a really good season for mushrooms, and oh my gosh, it's been a great couple of weeks recently.
I think springtime in most states has its own special way of coming in. I know the same thing in the hills of West Virginia. The trees are beautifully green now, spring green. I understand that. Flowers are blooming. I watch my cattle grazing in the field in high grass. They're happy. So, you know, I love spring. I love springtime. I really do. I like all the seasons, although winter sometimes can be a little monotonous. But other than that, I have no complaints.
I'll tell you what, I love winter for the Christmas time and all that. And then after January 2nd or 3rd, somewhere in that first week in January, I'd love to get out of here. Just for a couple months, you know, get away from that snow and ice. But and it's also a hard time because usually that's when sickness and illness comes up, is when the weather season changes. And this is what we're coming into right now. We're coming into the season of change again, which is great. But like I said, with all season changes, whether they're good, bad, hot, cold, just that fluctuation in temperature changes our body chemistry, changes our immune system. You know, bacteria and virus, they multiply, not multiply, excuse me, they mutate daily. And so the flu bug that was here yesterday is a different flu bug that will be here tomorrow. And so keeping up your immune system in these season changes in particular is pretty darn important. And this month, we're going to focus somewhat on immune system because a lot of the things that we are going to talk about today actually support the immune system. But typically, the reason why I kind of clumped these three items together this month was because the three items I'm going to talk about tonight here at our store at SuperiorMountainHerbs.com were a wellness store. We don't have a brick and mortar, meaning a storefront, but everything that we do is online. I speak with all of our clients over the phone. As many are willing to chat with me and communicate. They send me pictures of skin rashes and diseases that they have. They can send me their lab results. We look at x-rays together. I can help them oftentimes make sense of things that doctors either don't have the patience or the time for. You know, oftentimes when you do book a doctor's appointment, usually they book about a 15-minute interval. If you've ever worked for a dentist or a doctor, you'll know that that's a very common practice. And so not much can get accomplished in 15 minutes except usually forcing a medication or some sort of theory for you without diving in too much into your own health, your history, your symptoms. And so it's one of my favorite things to do is chat with people on the phone about what's going on with you, and what are some of your symptoms? But more importantly, have you had any labs done? Are you somebody who wants to go to the doctor or avoid the doctor? And so that's kind of where I can step in and help be that not just a mediator, but another resource for people. And, you know, you mentioned earlier that I used to work for Dr. Ron Green, and a lot of your listeners knew him or knew of him. Those new listeners, he was an amazing, amazing man that's since retired and spent time with his family now in Utah. I worked for him for years and years and years, and I learned a lot from the man. Of course, you know, I took my own physio and anatomy and physiology classes and nutrition and everything else that I went to school for. But he had a different perspective and a different, I don't know if it's perspective, but a little bit different and extra training than I had when it came to, he was a chemist, which I am not a chemist. It doesn't necessarily always apply to natural remedies by any means, but sometimes that's really helpful. And he also was the food and the health food. Gosh, what in the heck was his title? He was the, in Utah, he did all I'm drawing a mind blank. He basically would go in and grade the restaurants and different food establishments. What am I thinking of that name? It's like not a quality control person, basically making sure there's no bacteria in your food and, it's on the tip of my tongue. I'm about to go back crazy thinking about this. But you know how that goes.
I want to ask you a question. What made you decide to get involved in this type of work? I mean, of all the occupations you could have had, why did you decide to go into herbs for medicine?
Yeah, it's a really great question. So I had somebody years ago, years and years ago, almost 30 years ago, plant the seed of little things like what vaccines we're doing to our kids, to what color dyes we're doing to our bodies, let alone our children, that there are other alternatives to sleep aids when you're sleeping rather than a sleep medication, or there's other alternatives to pain or inflammation. And so I had a mindset for that. Obviously, I went into school for dental hygiene, so I had tons of biology background when it came to the human body and anatomy. I dissected two human cadavers, which is actually very, very uncommon and unusual. Most people who study as a doctor don't even get that opportunity till the very end of their career. And so I just had this incredible opportunity. I was fascinated with the body and how the intricate parts of the body work. But I also seemed to have, and I don't know if it's Asperger's syndrome or you know, some sort of other issue I might have, but it's been able to really help me see things almost three-dimensionally when it comes to people. And actually, I say that in joking, but I truly believe it's a little bit more of the Holy Spirit that's been able to direct my gut instincts and kind of speak to me about what might be going on with people. And no, I don't claim to be, you know, some purse clairvoyant who's talking with the dead or anything weird like that. I'm a Christian, obviously. I definitely believe that the Holy Spirit gives me direction. And also, there's certain times where I'll be talking to somebody and I'm just overcome with the need to ask them certain questions or bring up a certain product or disease or whatever it might be that we're talking about that would never trigger it for the next person I'm on the phone with. And in asking these questions and knowing that my heart and my mouth and my brain was being led to ask these questions and seeing how the Holy Spirit was kind of directing me to all of these very real solutions, there's something inside of it when it all starts clicking together, when you've got the physiological knowledge of the human body, when you understand what medications are doing to the people around you, when you see how herbs and natural remedies can impact the body in a positive way, and then when you also begin helping people and you're being backed by the Holy Spirit by everything that you're really thinking is coming either to fruition or is accurate, you just have to know that you're in the right spot doing what you're being called to do. And so, at least for me, that's how I'm evaluating and taking a look at this. And so I just have a fascination with it. You know, some people have a fascination with doing dirt work. Some people have a fascination in animal husbandry. They love raising livestock and the genetics that go into that and separating the bull from a different bull and what those genetics did. Those are all really awesome career paths. For me, I never looked at it as a career. I worked for Dr. Green because I really valued him. I loved his energy. He just had such a sweet spirit about him. He truly was so much like Jesus. If any of you guys have heard me in the past say, he was more like Jesus than anyone else I've ever met in my entire life, truly. And you can't help but want to be around someone like that. And then when you learn even more than what you already know, it just opens up these floodgates. And so I try to kind of pass along the information that I've learned to the clients that call. And, you know, one of the things that I tell people when they call me is, listen, my job is not to change your mind and get you off of medications if you don't want to. My job is not to force you to think like me or do what I want you to do. My job isn't even to support what your family wants you to do for you. My job is to support you and your body and what you feel is right for you and how the Holy Spirit's been leading you in your journey to wellness. And whether you're at the very beginning of it, whether you know nothing about herbal remedies at all, whether you're very seasoned with it, that's where I just come in and I can help fill in some of those gaps and answer some questions about what I do and what I have. And while I'm not a medical doctor, I certainly am not an advocate for dropping your doctor and saying, listen, I'm only going all natural, especially if that's something you're kind of on the fence about. Now, if you've got a calling and a 100% conviction that you should not be on medications and herbs are the right path for you, we can absolutely align and I can absolutely help support you in that journey. But I also work with a lot of people who still choose pharmaceutical drugs or treatments. That is absolutely fine. My job is, again, not to shame anybody. It's only to help offer more options and availability. Because the reality is, folks, the reason why doctors cannot prescribe things like, for example, like our American Indian tea or our oregano oil or our hawthorn berry extract for high blood pressure is because they are not backed by the FDA unless the pharmaceutical companies have done tons of research on producing the results that you would expect if you're, you know, if you're making a claim. Well, because they cannot, they won't dump all the money into the research to research for these different herbs and what they do. The reason why they don't do that, it makes a lot of sense. Unfortunately, they're in business and they don't want to dump millions of dollars in research, for example, with ginger root when it grows wild and it cannot be patented. So therefore, there's no money in it for them. So they skip that and either turn it into a pharmaceutical drug where they can now patent something that includes ginger, for example. But the biggest thing is they can't offer it to you if it's not backed by the FDA. So doctors won't recommend anything natural. Matter of fact, they'll tell you not to take anything natural because, let's be honest, it actually goes against their ability to judge whether their medications are working or, for example, if you've got gout, for example, could you be taking astragalus and stinging nettle to get rid of gout as long as you're consistent with it and need a healthy diet versus somebody who says, okay, I want to do medications. I can support you in doing both, but if you want to not use medications, I can also support you in that. And so my passion is just working with people.
By the way, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to remember that. You said I'll remember that because I have a problem with gout. But I have a question to ask you also, and I don't mean to take all your time tonight.
No, that's okay.
I know Dr. Green has told us, me in the past, that drinking the Indian tea, the Native American tea, can thus thin the blood. So if you're going to have surgery or anything, you know, you might not want to not drink it for a while. Is it okay to drink it on a daily basis? And is there any chance of bleeding out too much?
No. So it's what we consider a very mild blood thinner. He says that as a caveat, and it's something that I tell people as well, especially if I know they're going into surgery. So, for example, when I gave birth to my kiddos, I was, of course, drinking the Indian tea, but I did get off it about 3 days to a week before, just in case, God forbid, I had an emergency C-section or something. Now, it's not like Coumadin or Warfarin, which are massive pharmaceutical blood thinners. They definitely are used for people who have had strokes, heart attacks, you know, who have thickening blood, high cholesterol, carotid artery blockage, etc. They'll put you on those kinds of high-powered blood thinners to thin the blood, and then they check you either weekly or monthly to see how thick or thin your blood is, right, to make sure what you're taking is adequate. With the Indian tea, with things like fish oil, like omega-3s, things like CBD oil, vitamin E, all these are in ginger root, for example, and even garlic, they're all considered a mild blood thinner. Now, we say those things of, hey, you might want to get off of it a week before because we probably should tell you that. But is it absolutely necessary? No. I know many of people who, first of all, go in for emergency surgery. You know, they get into a car wreck or emergency surgery, and they don't bleed out to death. No. This isn't such a massive blood thinner that you've got to be careful. It's actually, I have a lot of people who are still on Coumadin and Warfarin and take the Indian tea with no big changes to their blood thinning at all. So it's not something I worry about, but I do like to tell people, you know, especially if I know they're going into surgery, in the near future, and they've got a planned surgery. So great question. Do I worry about it? No. Is it something to be aware of? Sure. Why not? You know, it's just like anything else. You know, this could cause this, but it's highly unlikely. So now, can it be used as a blood thinner? I don't personally feel it would ever be adequate to use, let's say, the CBD oil or use American Indian tea as a blood thinner instead of Coumadin and warfarin, I think that would be silly. However, if we've got blocked arteries, if we've got high blood pressure, if we've got, you know, if we had strokes or heart attacks, we do have a lot of things that can actually work in junction together to get you off those medications if you wish to, or you could at least wean down. You know, sometimes it's not so much about the medication you're taking, but how much of the medication or how often you're taking the medication. You're taking an antibiotic when you have a massive infection isn't horrible. But if you're taking an antibiotic every time you get a cold and every time you've got an infection, now you're going to build up a resistance, and we're going to have big, big problems in the gut system, with the immune system. We build up a tolerance. So, of course, then it's not a good thing. So there's always a place for medicine, for sure. I'm not telling anybody that they shouldn't be taking medications. My goal, again, is if you want to wean off of things, I'm here to help as a resource. But again, If you wanted to, let's say, get off Coumadin and warfarin, I can help you do that, but I would also encourage you, weekly or monthly or however your doctor is doing that, is to go in and check your blood and see if it's too thin or too thick based on what we're doing. And maybe you need to add a little bit more of that blood-thinning medication. It might be that what we're doing is just perfect. Or maybe we need a little bit more herbs, and then we hit the right kind of threshold of where your blood should be. But here's the other thing. I like to get to the root of the problem with things, okay? So to take a blood thinner is kind of like the aftermath. What is causing the blood to thicken in the first place? Not necessarily thicken, because the blood's not thickening, but what's causing the clotting to happen in the first place? Are we taking things that cause clotting? Are we on certain medications? You know, do we have high cholesterol? We have extensive fat in the body, in the blood. Do we have arterial sclerosis, which is a hardening of the arteries, which kind of is like crimping down the pipe, and it sort of puts a lot of pressure, and that creates high blood pressure. So instead of taking a medication for high blood pressure, let's see if we can't reduce that blood pressure naturally. That'll open up the blood vessels and reduce a lot of pressure, and so those blood clots can move a little bit more freely, but we also want to break those blood clots up. And so how do we do that? So we've got some things to do that as well. Again, I'm not saying that this is what you should do instead of medication. It's just another option, an alternative for you, okay? And that's really, really important to know, because what we're going to talk about tonight is three things that we make here at Superior Mountain Herbs. And again, this month in May, I really focused on the concept of getting fungus out of the body. But keep in mind, I don't want you tonight, everyone, to just focus on fungus. I want you to listen to the other things that some of this stuff does, because some of the other things that they do is wildly beneficial. And if it's not for you, you might know somebody who could absolutely benefit. But keep in mind, we can lead a horse to water. Can't make them drink. All we can do is plant some seeds here and there and hope that people see that there's other alternatives. You know, after COVID and after all that, the shot jab pushing that everybody was doing, people became wise. People became much more wise at realizing, holy Hannah, something's not right. The government has either been lying to us or, right, I mean, I believe the government was lying to us, or not disclosing the information that they had, or not willing to do the testing that they should have been doing. And so we need to be able, people are waking up and realizing that maybe we shouldn't rely on medications. Maybe medications aren't really that good for us, or we can take them temporarily. But what if you could take things that were natural, that would work for you on a daily basis, that were a lot cheaper than medications, that actually did really good for your body, not just maybe lowering your blood sugar, but supporting the pancreas and removing toxins and all these kinds of things. So what I want to go over tonight, you guys, is every month I do a special on something. Usually it's 2 to 4 items. This month it's on 3 things. Our American Indian tea, which has not, by the way, been on sale for quite a while. We ran out of some of the mushrooms that we make the American Indian tea with, and so it was kind of a desperate time of, holy Hannah, I hope we're able to keep, you know, we're able to find more mushrooms. And so people were kind of becoming savvy and utilizing them more and more than they ever have before. The other is our Mountain Mender gel that we use for topical infections. We'll go over that tonight. And then our superior oregano oil. It's a naturally infused oil that we make here over a handful of weeks. It takes quite a while to produce it. But it's something that we also use for fungus. And all three of these things are definitely used for fungal infections, candida, you name it, toenail fungus, et cetera, ringworm. But if we have other serious disease and illness, a lot of these things actually can cross over. So again, just because you may not have toenail fungus or ringworm or jock itch or the fungus that's underneath your bra line or, you know, scalp fungus, which by the way, dandruff, true dandruff, we're not talking about a dry flaky scalp, but true dandruff is a fungal infection. So obviously, there's things we want to do at home that are completely free. If we've got a fungal infection, a candida overgrowth in the gut system, in the body, we need to get rid of sugars out of our diet. That includes everything from red wine and soda to even high amounts of honey and sweeteners and cookies and pastas and things like that. Because sugar is sugar. It not only feeds cancer, but it also encourages candida or fungus to grow. Okay? It's really strange that sugar... Everything that's bad for our body, or everything, excuse me, that's bad within our body, like fungus and cancer, it thrives on sugar. I mean, that really should tell us something. It's like Satan's, you know, medicine. It truly, it's something we've got to be very cognizant of. You've got to be really careful with sugars. And again, we're not just talking about sodas or artificial sweeteners or corn syrup. We are talking even about pastas, right? Even about breads and things that break down the carbohydrates and turn into sugar. If the pancreas, if the system, if the energy, if the gut system is not utilizing or burning off that sugar energy, it stores. And so that's not a good thing. And sugar, it feeds cancer. It feeds candida and fungus. So again, we want to kind of minimize that. The three things that we have on sale, as I mentioned, that Indian tea, the oregano oil, and the mountain mender gel, I want to go over each of those tonight because maybe this is something that would benefit you, okay? So I want to start with the first thing, which is our superior oregano oil. This is very different than an essential oil that you might find, or, you know, essential oils can be great, but oftentimes you're not going to internally take them. Sometimes they're only good for topical use. Our superior oregano oil, by the way, it's all organic, including our olive oil that we use to infuse that. And the tricky thing with oregano oil is it's almost like an antibiotic in a good way, but you only want to take it typically for about 10 days, maybe 2 weeks at the most, but about 10 days. And then you kind of take a good break from it. Usually that's all you need to get over infections, whether it's intestinal parasites and worms, whether it's, a thrush in the mouth, a bacterial infection, et cetera. So
well,
when we come back to the break, we'll pick up from there.
Wow. All right, folks, back at the break. And listen to somebody. If you have any questions, please feel free to call 844-769-2944. She has the answers, I do believe. Give us a call.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
Folks, we are back, and again, talk to Leda. I love listening to talk. You can tell by her excitement. She really enjoys what she does. And what really makes it wonderful, she enjoys working with people to help them feel better. And that's her heart's in it, not just her money, her mind. She's not making a fortune off this, believe me. She's doing her best to help people with something she loves to do. So don't be afraid to give her a call. Get a pen handy. I'll give you a number to call in a minute. If you call and ask any questions on the air about anything with your health, 844-769-2944. It really makes Summer's day when you do call her on the air. But you can call her after the program also tomorrow. So, Summer, what number can they call you on tomorrow?
Great question. I was just going to say that as soon as I heard you give out your number again. So tomorrow you can even text me tonight or call me tonight. I may not answer, but you can always text or call as well. The phone number here at our office, which is, by the way, you can text or call, is 406-274-7579, 406-274-7579. My email, in case you're somebody who likes to email, I will warn you, though, especially if it's a very detailed conversation or we're dealing with serious disease and illness like cancer or congestive heart failure or something, I'm going to want to get on the phone with you anyways, because sometimes there's too much information than for me to sit down and just type it all out. I don't want people to buy anything. I want them to understand what they're buying and know why it works in their body. And so I love having those phone conversations with people. My email address, in case you're an email person, is summer, just like the season, at Superior Mountain Herbs, with an S at the end, SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. So email summer at SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. Phone number is 406-274-7579. And the website, by the way, I do have a website. Dr. Green actually never had a website. Once he retired, I decided that I was going to kind of bring it up to speed a little bit, and we created a website. It's very efficient. I will warn you that there's not a ton of detail on there for obvious reasons with the FDA and people wanting to thwart what us people in natural medicine are doing, because it takes a lot of money away from big pharmaceutical companies and doctors, and they don't always like that, as you can imagine, especially when it pays their bills. And so the I gave you the website there. What you're going to want to do is make sure you always give me a call if you can. I always want to try to help you the best I can, okay? You're welcome to call in tonight, but let me get through these three things because these are really, really important things. We only have about 25 minutes, and I want to kind of plow through these. One of my most favorite things I'm going to save to the end, and oftentimes I can get very lengthy when it comes to talking about that because I get so excited about the American Indian tea. We're going to talk about that last. So that oregano oil, it's only $16 this month. We usually have the 2-ounce bottle for $20. Oregano oil is really used as an antioxidant. It's antifungal. It's got anti-inflammatory properties. They for a lot of people, they can help with weight management and infection treatments. So meaning it can be used in place of a lot of treatments, medications, antibiotics, et cetera, topical treatments like fungicides and things for toenail fungus. It can be used in exchange of that. Oregano oil is very kind of, I'm not going to say it's spicy, but it does this sort of burny thing in your mouth. So what you want to do is put water in your mouth first, then you put a couple drops of the oregano in your mouth with the water and then swallow it. Some people will swish with it with a little bit of water and they'll put a dropper full in and kind of swish their mouth around to kill bacteria in the mouth. It's great for doing stuff like that. I used to know people who would do colloidal silver and doing that. But colloidal silver bioaccumulates in the body. It is a heavy metal still. I don't care what quality you're getting. It's still going to bioaccumulate in the body over time. Turns your gums gray, your fingernails gray, and it is a heavy metal. So you've got to chelate and remove that toxin out of there. Oregano oil, you don't have to do that. One of the compounds, it's a naturally occurring chemical compound in oregano oil, is called carvacrol. And it's one of the most abundant phenols that's in oregano. And it's shown to stop the growth of a lot of different types of bacteria, okay? So it's great for killing off gut infection, bacterial infections in the blood, you name it. A lot of people will put this, use this topically as well as internally. There's some really interesting facts about oregano oil that I just love. There's also something called thymol. And thymol is, I don't expect you guys, there's not going to be a quiz, by the way, on this later. This is just geeky science information. But thymol is a natural antifungal, okay? But it also protects your body against toxins. It can boost the immune system, but I'm on the fence about that. I think there's other better things to take to boost the immune system, but it can support the immune system. How about that? That may be a better way to say it. But helping to protect the body against toxins is really, really important, and it being an antifungal is really important. We almost all of us have candida in the body. It is very toxic to the body. We've got to get that out of there, and it's really difficult to do. The other chemical compound that's naturally in oregano oil is rosmarinic acid, and it's a powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants, you guys, are what go after free radical activity and prevents us from looking older and prevents our heart muscles from breaking down faster. And it really, antioxidants are really, really good because they're kind of like the sword that comes around and slashes all the bad guys in your body. And you need lots of antioxidants in the body to fight all the free radical activity that goes on. And people go, where in the heck do free radicals come from? Our environment, foods we eat, the stuff that's in the air, the chemicals we put on our body, all these things kind of create inflammation in the body. Inflammation leads to cancer growth. We know that. It's a fact. So oregano oil can be really beneficial. But again, you want to take it 10 days in a row, take a couple weeks or months off, do it again for 10 days, et cetera. There's a little bit of research, not a ton, about oregano oil actually going against different strains of bacteria like E. coli, Pseudomonas, aeruginosa, I mean, all kinds of things. It causes urinary tract infections, respiratory infections. So for me, if there's any kind of a respiratory virus going around, we'll drink our Indian tea. We take a couple droppers full of this for a few days, and boom, we're back on track. We don't even ever feel the sickness or anything like that. And there's also been these studies, as I mentioned before, that oregano oil is very effective against candida, which, again, is internal fungus inside the body. Thrives with sugar, by the way. Not good. You don't want to be adding sugar to your diet. You really got to minimize the amount of sugar you guys are taking in, folks. Sugar feeds cancer cells. I can't stress that enough. Carvacrol carvacrol, it actually has proven in a lot of scientific studies to have some really, really interesting benefits when it comes to cancer cells. There's been promising results against lung, breast, and I think the last was liver cancer. And they've all been found that when you use oregano oil, it actually inhibits the cancer cell growth and creates what we call apoptosis. Apoptosis, folks, just translates into this saying, death to cells. And it basically means it's going to kill off diseased or bad cells, okay? Now, can you use oregano oil solely to combat cancer? Maybe, but I wouldn't waste my time on something like that. But it would certainly be something to add to a regime if you've got breast, liver, or lung cancer, for sure. And we've got some great, 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 really helpful and really effective treatments for cancer, by the way. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say the word treatment anymore, but helpful uses to kill cancer cells. Oregano oil also is a natural antibiotic. As I mentioned, you can put it in the soles of your feet to help pull out toxins out of the body. It can fight pneumonia. It fights intestinal worms and parasites, although I wouldn't, again, rely on it solely to get rid of parasites if you've got a parasitic infestation. We make something called Parasite Flush, and that seems to be a little bit more potent, although oregano oil is great to use if you do need help with that. But typically on ridding your body of parasitic disease, you're going to want to do it for at least 18 days. And with oregano oil, we usually only do it about 10 days. So I'm not sure it's ideal for getting rid of parasites. But again, we do make something called Superior Parasite Flush. There were a lot of studies that showed that oregano oil can go after staph infections and MRSA. Literally, MRSA. You can add just a few drops of oregano oil to your food, your beverage of your choice. Take it twice a day for up to 10 days. It is amazing at helping to get rid of staph or MRSA. Now, keep in mind, if after 10 to 12 days, it has not gotten rid of your staph infection or MRSA, you're going to want to get to a doctor and see if there's a different antibiotic that they need to put you on, okay? Obviously, MRSA and staph can kill people, so you don't want to mess around with that. But if we're doing things like drinking our American Indian tea, taking oregano oil, staying away from sugars, I bet you we have a good chance of getting rid of staph or MRSA internally in the body by using those two things instead of doing a massive antibiotic. The Mountain Mender Gel, folks, that is our second item that we've got on sale this month. Mountain Mender Gel is one of my more favorite things. We use it in our home on just about every darn thing you possibly can. There's a comedian, and he talks a lot about using Robitussin. Oh, my dad, I broke my arm. My dad shook some Robitussin in the cast. You know, just fix it right up. Well, this actually, to me, is my Robitussin. I mean, it literally helps with everything from acne spots on your skin to paper cuts, massive infection like MRSA, bone infections. I mean, we're talking infection deep into the bone, viral infections like shingles, the other type of, you know, that's the herpes zoster virus, but the herpes simplex virus, genital herpes, mouth herpes, you name it, fungal infections. This is why it's kind of under our fungal talk tonight. Fungal infections like jock itch, ringworm, holly rot, which if you're a surfer, you've ever spent any time at a lake and you've been in a wetsuit, that water and that heat kind of creates a fungal growth in the skin. It also sometimes sits in the wetsuits, and then it gets back into your skin and soaks in. So Mountain Mender Gel is phenomenal as a bacterial, viral, and fungal infection. Topical use only. It's a gel. We're not going to eat it. And it goes very, 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 very deep into the body, especially if you're applying it 3-4 times a day. We've saved many diabetics from diabetic sores at the bottom of their feet from having their toes amputated. We have saved many people who had MRSA using this topically. It actually kills aerobic, meaning bacteria that uses air and needs air to survive, and anaerobic bacteria that does not need air. So sometimes people get infections that are under the skin. Absolutely, you apply this 3 or 4 times on the top of the skin, it's going to soak deep enough in there to try to eradicate that infection under the skin, in those cells closest to the surface of the skin there. Of course, we're going to drink the Indian tea, which acts as a natural systemic antibiotic throughout the body and kills all kinds of infection internally. but out externally, we've got to use the gel. A lot of people use it also on poison ivy, poison oak. Oh my gosh, we had a fire last year here on 4th of July, and one of the teenage boys here at the he ran down the hill with the fire hose. We're on a river, and our house is, I should say, it's on the river, and there's a lot of poison ivy and poison oak down there. Well, in the heat of everything, I didn't think to tell him wearing shorts and a tank top because it was summertime and bloody hot out here, you know, didn't think to tell him, be careful, there's a lot of, you know, poison ivy down there. Also had no idea he was highly allergic. He ended up getting it all over his eyes, all to the point where he was going to go to the ER. I called his family and said, listen, let me run over there really quick and give you some of this gel to put on. And she started putting this all over his face, all over his hands, all over his legs. And within 24 hours, his swelling was down 90%. And, it's amazing. The gel works very, very, very well. They were going to give him a cortisol steroid. They were doing Benadryl. Nothing was working. And so this really does do a good job. Plus, if you ever get a third-degree burn, oh my goodness, or a sunburn that's peeling and burnt, this does, because it's a gel, it'll kind of cool the skin and sort of calm the skin and the pain down. It's got a little bit of an analgesic effect, meaning it'll kind of numb sort of that pain a little bit. And what it does is it gets in there and soothes that burn and calms that skin so the progression of burn isn't worse. Of course, we've got another salve that we use once that burn is somewhat healed and we want to promote healthy tissue to grow. We switch gears and start using our herbal mending salve. By the way, if you go into surgery and you have stitches, for example, or a little puncture wound from an orthoscopic, you know, machinery that goes in, you want to use the gel immediately after. Put it on the stitches. If you have a dog that had a C-section or a wound, put it on there. You put it on there first to make sure it keeps the area clean and no infection gets in there. Once the stitches are out and there's no more risk of infection, then we can start closing up that wound naturally with our herbal mending salve. It's a different salve. It's not on sale this month. The Mountain Mender Gel, folks, it's in a 4-ounce jar. It is usually $30. It's only $25 this month. If you are a diabetic, you have to have this in your medicine cabinet. Any crack of your heel, any split of a toenail, any stubbed toe you get on your nightstand, because we've all done that a couple times, or you step on a Lego, you know, I mean, as silly as that sounds, but they're hard as heck, as you all know, if you've ever stepped on a Lego. If they puncture the skin, you've got to put some of this Mountain Mender gel on there immediately, even if it's not infected yet, okay? Even if it's not infected yet. All right, I've got about 12 minutes left, and I want to wrap it up with my most favorite thing to talk about ever, something I have to be very cautious of how I talk, because unfortunately there's powers to be out there that do not want something like this out to the general public, because it is that powerful. It is a big threat to Big Pharma. It is a big threat to people who have serious disease and illness. Does it work 100% of the time? No, but either does chemotherapy, either does antibiotic, either does certain medications and whatnot. But in my opinion, this is the jack of all trade. This is like the holy grail of herbs, literally the holy grail of herbs. Everyone's got their favorite herb. This is everyone's favorite herb, okay? It's actually a botanical. It's a mushroom. We wildcraft it ourselves out here in Montana. It is a mushroom. So if you're allergic to mushrooms, you will be allergic to this. If you're not, you've never gone into anaphylactic shock from a mushroom, you'll be absolutely fine with this. It's a very slight, mild blood thinner, very slight, mild blood thinner, as Pastor and I were talking on the break. Nothing to worry about, but it is a mild, mild blood thinner. It stimulates brain activity. It has anti-tumor activity to it. It's got anti-cancer benefits. It contains glucanoids. The presence of glucanoids explains the strong anti-tumor effects of this tea. There's what we call polysaccharide activity to this, okay? Polysaccharides kind of imitate interferon. And if anyone's ever had a liver disease or hepatitis C, you've heard of interferon and interleukins. Interleukins are the good guys in your body. These polysaccharides basically go after and attack disease and infection in the body, okay? The Indian tea stimulates the production of mono and cytokines. Cytokines and monokines, they are For example, when COVID was going around, I don't know if you guys recall, but they originally said, oh, no, don't take anything that's an immune booster. It's going to create a cytokine storm, and it's going to make things worse. And then 2 years after COVID was kind of, you know, not such a big thing anymore, they said, oops, just kidding. Yeah, you should have taken immune booster. You should have definitely taken something that would boost up your immune system. We don't know what we were talking about. We should never have said that. It would have been in your best interest to have taken. And I kept saying that the entire time. Don't listen to the CDC. Don't listen to the WHO. You've got to take this Indian tea. It's the only thing that I know of that's going to kill off this disease and infection very, very quickly. And don't worry about it creating a cytokine storm in the body. It won't do that. You know why? Because it's not a medication that's designed by man. This is an herb that was put here on the earth by the goodest. That's by the goodest man in the whole entire solar system, in the whole entire world, in the heavens, God. God put this here on the earth for us to utilize. And he is no dummy, and you've heard me say that before. He is no dummy. Everything he put here is for us to utilize and for us to do good in our body. And our job is to take care of that vessel. Getting it back to the Indian tea, it does things like kill infection and disease in the body, as I mentioned. That's why it kills cancer cells. But if you don't have cancer, if you don't have serious disease, but let's say you've got an infection, you've got a mild bacterial infection, there's a virus going around, or you've got COVID, you've got a fungal infection that's been really hard to get rid of. Your fingernails peel, you know, your bottoms of your feet bubble, you get a lot of jock itch, or maybe you've got ringworm. This Indian tea goes after infection in the body, bacterial, viral, and fungal, shingles infection, you name it, okay? It's almost like that Mountain Mender gel we talked about, but utilized inside the body. It's a bit of what I guess I would consider as a natural antibiotic, although it's not an antibiotic. It acts like one or mimics one, and it's also a bit of a steroid, like a natural steroid. It's not a dangerous steroid I just had it in the tip of my tongue again. Boy, when my brain gets going faster than my mouth can keep up, or my mouth goes faster than my brain can keep up with sometimes. Cortisol steroids and things like that, you know, if any of you have taken those, this actually does not do any of those harmful things, which, by the way, steroids are often really harmful for the kidneys. That's why they want to make sure you don't have any kidney or liver failure if you're going to be on a steroid. Prednisone, that's what I was thinking of. Sorry, prednisone is a steroid. Causes kidney disease and failure, especially if you go on and off and on and off and on and off of that stuff. And people who are sick often, they keep going in for steroids. They have eczema, psoriasis, people who've got chronic, you know, lung infections and whatnot. They should be drinking the Indian tea, not taking these steroids, in my humble opinion. There's also dietary fibers called chitinous fibers that actually are in the Indian tea that bind to toxins that are in your bowels and get those toxins out before they even have to make it to the liver and have to infect the liver or bog down the liver. This pulls it right out of the bowels and gets it out of the body. It also helps support white blood cell production. That is what goes after the disease and infection in your body. And it's really a trip because what it does is it boosts your body's own immune system three times what is ever humanly possible for you to do on your own, ever, ever, ever. It'll never happen unless you take something like this that's all natural, which is the American Indian tea. It also helps move oxygen. It's a bit of an oxygen catalyst. So if you have sleep apnea, heart problems, lowered oxygen levels, you know, if you've got cancer, things like that, remember, cancer cannot thrive in an oxygen-rich environment. So not only do we use the Indian tea to increase oxygen catalyst to the body and the brain and the blood and the organs, but we can also take things like liquid oxygen drops and whatnot if we've got cancer. The American Indian tea, you don't need to use this as reactive medicine, folks. You don't have to have a fungal infection or have cancer to take this. I drink this as a preventative medicine. I don't want to have kidney disease. I don't want to have cancer. I don't want to get COVID. So I take this to keep disease and illness out of my body. And if you remember, I mentioned in the very beginning that bacteria and virus, they mutate daily. So keeping this in your system on a daily basis will help you in your efforts to not get sick from the different bacteria and viruses that are hitting your body every single day. That probably your body has maybe already been exposed to it in the past, so it's got a bit of an immunity built up. But when you run across a new bacteria that you don't know, or new infection or virus that you don't know, or you, I'm sorry, you haven't had in the past, you're going to run into problems. You're going to get sick. You're going to have a sore throat. You're going to get the sniffles. And instead of doing that, wouldn't it be nice to not have to get the sore throat or not get the sniffles or not worry about, am I getting sick? Stay on the Indian tea religiously, and it's very unlikely for you to get sick. It'll keep that immune system super, super strong. And that a bag of Indian tea, that quart-sized bag, I know we've got about 5 minutes left, guys, that quart-sized bag of American
Indian
tea.
Actually, about 2 minutes left, about 2 minutes
okay.
left.
Got it. The American Indian tea is usually $110 for that quart bag. That quart bag will last 4 to 5 months. But right now it's on sale for $99. So it's under $100 this month. It's a great time to get it. It will store in the freezer for 2 to 3 years, although I don't want you to store it there. I want you to use it. But if you buy multiple bags, just know that they will store in the freezer for 2 to 3 years. After that, they lose their medicinal value. I'm going to give you my phone number again, folks. Please write this down. My name is Summer. My company is Superior Mountain Herbs. I love chatting with people on the phone about their health and wellness. My phone number is 406-274-7579. And again, my email is summer@superiormountainherbs.com. And you can order direct at www.SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. It's just the company name, .com. Pastor Butch, also, if you go to his website and you donate, which I'm going to do tonight after we get off the phone, go there, click on donate. There's also another section that has a Superior Mountain Herbs tag. You can open that up and check it out as well. If you have any questions, I am always here for you. Again, I'm not here to judge or tell you what to do. I'm just here as a resource and to see if I can help you in your wellness journey. I love you guys. I hope that the show was effective, that was useful. Whether you've got candida or fungus or not, at least you kind of know what some other options and other things are out there for you. And if you have any questions about it, like I said, please don't hesitate to call me. I want to help you. And if I don't answer the phone, please leave me a very quick message. Hey, it's me. I need to talk to you about X, Y, and Z. Here's my phone number. Give me a call back. And as soon as I'm off the other line, I will get in touch with you. If you'd like to text me instead, you're a texter instead of a talker. I'm totally fine with that. You can text me there as well. Take care, guys. Have a great night. Don't forget to donate.
Thank you, Summer. Thank you, Summer.
Take
love
care.
You. Folks,
love
I'll
you,
see
hun.
You
Bye.
In office tomorrow. Have a great night tonight. Bye-bye.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of